fiddle on the fiddle, please.
Well, good evening, everybody. And I want you to know, let us know how many people were here last year for the festival here. Well, that's a pretty good number of people, but there's about two-thirds of a bigger crowd out there that didn't clap. So I'm guessing you're new people to bluegrass. Maybe you don't know who Ralph Stanley is, or you've seen him on TV, maybe. I want you to know you're not just here for a Friday night concert in the park here. What we have here tonight is bluegrass history, actually American music history. Ralph Stanley picked up on this music with his brother Carter back, I don't know, 1946 or so he started. Just got out of the Army, didn't he? I remember Ralph telling me that they did some radio shows. I know they did the Farm and Fun Time show. And they had a 37 Chevy, and he said they made so good of money that a few months later you had a 47 Cadillac? 39 Cadillac. So bluegrass music was pretty good to them boys back then with his brother Carter. And things got a little bad on down the road in the 60s. It was real hard to keep a band going. Unfortunately, Ralph's brother Carter passed away in 66. Just missed the festival boom and the money. And I think I can say this. Ralph's told me this a few times, that he was going to quit himself. And if it wasn't for Carter telling him to just hang in there and it's success is just around the corner, if it wasn't for Brother Carter, Ralph maybe would have quit. And Ralph's made a good living at it, and he's taught an awful lot of people about the music. Bill Monroe started this music back in the early 40s, and right behind them was Carter and Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys. And they're carrying the torch right now with young Ralph here. They call him Two. If you hear Two yelled out up here a lot, some people up here yell for no good reason at all. But a lot of times they're talking about young Ralph here, who is sounding an awful lot like his uncle, and maybe a little bit of Roy Lee in there too. I don't want to talk forever. I just wanted you to know that you're looking at bluegrass history here, and it's a heck of a show. Mr. Ralph Stanley and his Clinch Mountain Boys.